But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hard to believe it, but it's Thursday, one day away from the biggest Red Friday of the year, 3 days away, 25 minutes, 17 seconds.
17 seconds away
to the game of the year.
That's right.
Sunday at 5:30 at Arrowhead Stadium. Cannot wait.
Can't get here soon enough. I'm ready now.
No, sir.
I got my kind of game face on, if you will. It's Thursday. The week is officially started for the NFL. It's time to go, and the storylines are starting to come out. Not many for the Chiefs. Not really many for Buffalo, for that matter. I think everybody's just ready to play this game. You got the two best teams in the AFC by far, the two best quarterbacks in the NFL by far, and it is go time, baby. Let's do it.
Do we start the show off quickly with where do we rank Sean McDermott with the top coach in the AFC?
I think you got to put him up there now. You know, I look,
McDermott or Tomlin?
Tomlin.
McDermott or Harbaugh? John.
Harbaugh. Either one.
Then yeah, is it McDermott?
Yeah. I'm going Harbaugh still on that one.
Yeah.
So he's the fourth best coach in the AFC.
Andy, Tomlin, Harbaugh, John. Yeah, probably Sean McDermott. My impression has changed a little bit of Sean McDermott. Like if a year plus ago, like before the Kadarius Toney game, I said their window was closed. It was over. And it was over last year. If Kadarius Toney lines up on sides, the Bills aren't in the playoffs and they don't win that game. And then, you know, I thought maybe Sean McDermott probably had to go at that point in time, right? But Kadarius Toney lined up offsides. They ended up winning that game, get into the playoffs, did their thing. And I thought Sean McDermott did a great job this year of kind of channeling his inner Andy Reid. And that's like getting rid of some big name players. You know, their Stephon Diggs went away, which was our Tyreek Hill. And they became a better overall organization because of getting rid of Stephon Diggs. And I think, you know, Josh Allen has played better and their defense has played better. And so I give Sean McDermott a lot of credit because it was teeter-totter time there for Sean McDermott. And he took off, man. So I give him a little bit of credit, a lot more credit than I would have given him, you know, 500 days ago or so.
Do you trust him to make the right calls in the right situations?
I that's not for me to answer. I'm not a Bills fan. Like, I don't know what they're feeling, what their trust is with Sean McDermott. But I feel like Sean McDermott and Andy Reid are kind of in that same category. Like you got Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. You call the plays, those guys are going to go out there and execute that
Fair
play.
Point.
You know, I think that's what you have to kind of look back on. Those guys will go out and execute whatever, you know, the coach wants you to. Now, the fourth down stuff and gambling and the going for twos and all that kind of stuff that head coaches are you know, kind of tied to a little bit. I mean, you got to go with the flow of the game at that point in time.
I think McDermott's kind of getting a little bit more respect because you're not really hearing anybody from Buffalo chirp like you would hear like from Houston, or, you know, we heard eventually after the end of the game, I know hindsight's 20/20, that they were going into this game thinking to themselves like, we've got to beat the refs and this.
Right.
This was Deion Dawkins, what he had to say of like basically saying be killed or get killed.
For rounds in the playoffs.
That's not right.
We know that to say it in this way, it's kill or be killed. And when it's kill or be killed, an elimination chamber type of match, type of game, we have to be at our best. No mistakes. Don't play with being scared, but play to kill. Play to win. Every rep, every snap counts. You don't have any second chances now. And inside that helmet, when we're on that line and we're up front and we see Chris Jones and we see these guys, we understand that we cannot give these guys any bit of adrenaline that they can use against us, because they're one of those teams that have been there. They've done it. They've done it multiple times, and we have to keep, you know, the adrenaline and the energy with the Buffalo Bills.
That's a scary attitude to hear about, because that's a guy that's either been burned before. And I was telling Mac, you know, before the show, we were kind of, you know, sidebarring conversations about topics today. And I was like, this is a Buffalo team that, like, they've been burned enough. And, like, when you get burned enough, you get annoyed with it. Like, I'm done with it. Mm-hmm. And that's a mindset where they know going in this game, like, can't give them an inch, they take a mile. It's kill or be killed. Like, that sort of attitude, it starts at the top. Like, your coach has let you know what the situation is. He's ready to go into this game probably more prepared, more experienced than he's ever been in a situation. And I think that's why the magnitude of this game is and where the focus should be instead of, well, the Chiefs get these calls. Mahomes does this. The refs are on their side. I hate Taylor Swift. They're annoying. They win. Fatigue of being successful. The real story of this game is how focused both these teams are. And outside noise doesn't matter because with this quote of kill or be killed, that's the sort of mentality you want to see. And those are the things you want to hear. Like, if we give Chris Jones a slight inch, we're screwed. Mm-hmm. We give Patrick Mahomes that mentality that he's in that Mahomes God mode. We are cooked. We've got to go in there and play our game, not worry about any sort of outside noise, not worry about any sort of call that could go either way. But just know that if we are allowed to be stabbed, it's over.
Well, and that's it. You got to take care of your own business, man. Like, you can't worry about the outside noise. The teams that do worry about that outside noise and the ancillary stuff are the teams that ultimately lose the football game. Look at the Houston Texans from last week, right? We've talked ad nauseum about how they were complaining about the refs on Tuesday of last week before the game. And so this is an organization now in Buffalo that does have that experience. And having an experienced team coming in for this AFC Championship game is a hell of a lot different than having an inexperienced team coming in, because these guys have been there before, right? Mm-hmm. I know they didn't make the title game last year, but they've had years now of being in the postseason. They understand what it takes to go out there and win in the postseason. They just have to go out there and do it. And if they follow Deion Dawkins' lead and don't play out of themselves and don't let, you know, Chris Jones start to become a menace or Patrick Mahomes take over, then they've got an opportunity. There's no question to win that football game, but they still have to be better than the Kansas City Chiefs. And in this stage, at this point in our lives and where we are with this team, nobody really has proven to be better than the Kansas City Chiefs. And I don't even want to say that, like, Cincinnati was better in that title game. The Chiefs just melted down and something happened at halftime and they traded Tyreek Hill minutes after that game, right? So something went on in that locker room at halftime where they melted down and Cincinnati took advantage of that. I think the Chiefs learned a lot from that game against Cincinnati. They have not lost in the postseason since that game against Cincinnati, right? A couple of Super Bowls later, and here we sit going for a third consecutive one. So they know how to handle the big moments. They know how to handle the distraction. And I think that loss to Cincinnati may catapult them really in this game to understand that we can't melt down at halftime. We can't think an 18-point lead at halftime is a done deal or anything like that. And we're going to keep going and playing to the end of these championship games. So I think the Chiefs have that type of experience, but Buffalo also does have that experience of being there, and they understand, man, you give Chris Jones 2 inches, he's going to drive Josh Allen right into the ground. You give Patrick Mahomes 2 inches, he's going to go up over the top to Xavier Worthy and put a touchdown on the board.
I think the other thing, you could look at the positive side, hearing that as like a Chiefs fan or a Chiefs player, is that they know somehow you're still in their heads.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, like when you were a kid or if you were ever an athlete, like they would tell you that if you go out there and try to play perfect, you're going to fail.
Absolutely.
Right? Like,
absolutely.
You can't think about it, right? What do they always tell, like, little league pitchers? Don't think, play catch, just throw ball, and, you know, do that. And don't worry about trying to hit the strike zone, young man. Just throw, play catch.
Yeah, easier said than done, though.
Right, yeah, right.
It's easier.
But when those kids have that mindset and they're able to breathe and relax, they're less tense, they're less likely to make those mistakes. This is the biggest game of Buffalo's existence in their era with Josh Allen and McDermott. Arguably, you could say one of the biggest games for Kansas City in the era that is Mahomes and Kelsey and Reed. But when you hear that as a Chiefs player, you know that you have them thinking, we can't make any mistakes. And I think that when you hear that, it gives you a slight advantage to know that they're playing a little tense. You can mix things up. Now, do I think this is going to be an instant classic? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think we'll be talking about this game for at least a week, whether it's a win or a loss. And I think the Chiefs have the slight advantage because it is at home, because they have done this, and they know what they need to do. Whereas Buffalo doesn't know what they need to do quite yet in the playoffs because they haven't done it. If this was a 2-2 matchup, like each team's won twice, lost twice, I wouldn't think that there was a slight advantage to the Chiefs. I'd be like, this is a game where you sit back and say, the best team gonna win. But this is still a game where I think the Chiefs have a slight advantage. Hearing some of that audio where it's like, we know we got to be perfect. We know that those guys are there. We know that they've done this before. And it's like Buffalo still, to this point, to be fair, does not know what it takes to win this game.
No, they don't.
Kansas City does times three.
Yep.
Slight advantage Chiefs.
No doubt.
So bring this whole, you know, week together little by little. That's where I'm kind of leaning on a Thursday morning, is that, you know, they've been burned, they've been hurt, they've been destroyed, and they've had their season ended multiple times. Kansas City has not had that against Buffalo. Kansas City continues to play their game like the kid. Go play catch. Go play your game, Chiefs. They're going to try to be perfect. Take advantage of that, because I told Mac earlier, this game is coming down to somebody making a mistake, whether it's 17 or 15, and a crucial point in this game.
Well, and that's the thing, though. Like, the Chiefs can't go out there and think that they can make a mistake in this game and win. Like, the first turnover that we see on Sunday, if there is a turnover, whoever turns that football over is going to lose that football game. That's just the way that it is right now for me. There's going to be a mistake that has to be made. The Chiefs can't go out there and play like this laissez-faire type of attitude. They do have to, you know, concentrate and make sure that they don't make mistakes, because if they give Josh Allen an inch, Josh Allen's going to take a mile too. I mean, there was a play, what was it, last year in that regular season game along the sidelines that I remember Josh Allen having just an unbelievable throw when it looked like the play was dead and everything like that. Like, Josh Allen's a playmaker too, coming from me. That's saying a lot. So you can't let up on Josh Allen either. You can't go out there and say, all right, we're going to be okay because, you know, we're better on paper or we've done this before. You make a mistake against Josh Allen, he will beat you just as much as Patrick Mahomes will beat you as well. So I just think it's such an evenly matched game. It's going to be such a great game. But I do. I think the first team that makes the mistake is the team that's going to be playing from behind, and the team that's playing from behind probably isn't going to be able to catch up.
The Buffalo Bills are America's team. You know, I don't want to take away from no one else, but I think that they call the Cowboys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's team, but Cowboys were were America's team because they were very good in that time of life. Now the chapter has changed, and now we have Josh Allen, where we're America's team.
You're not really good, though, in this time of life, because at that point when they were calling Dallas America's team, they were actually winning Super Bowls or getting to the Super Bowl and winning Super Bowls, and they were America's team, right?
Against, like, Buffalo.
Again, you know, they did that against Buffalo, against other teams as well. Like back in the 70s when that America's team moniker began for the Dallas Cowboys, they were winning Super Bowls. You can't be America's team when you're constantly, you know, the runner up. You're constantly in second place. You're constantly behind Patrick Mahomes, and when you don't draw the TV ratings that the Kansas City Chiefs draw as well. I mean, there's no debate here. I appreciate Deion Dawkins thinking they're America's team. America may be rooting for the Buffalo Bills in this game, but people are watching and paying attention to the Kansas City Chiefs, who are now America's team.
Buffalo definitely America's team this weekend when they play this game in
Kansas City, Missouri.
That's right.
So
thank you, George.
Yeah. Night game 5:30 at Arrowhead, and its location is in
Kansas City, Missouri.
I think Buffalo is America's team this weekend. That's for sure.
No doubt.
I mean,
and that's okay to admit about it. Yeah. Everybody in America outside of Kansas City is rooting for the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. Just don't go crying when you don't get your wish.